Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sivov, the last word on page 72. As a little introduction of Sivov and Siv Zayin, we're going to read a Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel Bachrim, on page 72. We're going to start from the last three lines. V'ato nazbir tam sif zeh v'sif ha-samuchlo. The Bir Halacha says, we are now going to explain the reason for this sif and the sif afterwards. V'hu, d'kishyesh le'ish kama chadorim. If a person has various rooms, tzoruch lahadlik b'chol ha-chadorim mishum shalom bayis. He must light candles in every room because of shalom bayis. Al-kain, therefore, skip two pages. Imhu b'beiso etzel ishto. If one is in his house next to his wife, and she's making the bracha on the hadlaka in one room, it's as if he made the bracha on the hadlaka in the other rooms as well. So automatically, all the rooms he's going to light in are patterned up with the bracha that his wife made. Like we know by B'tikas Chameis, the mevarich b'makom echad, you can make the bracha in one place. The asmach zehu bodei kol achadarim, and because of relying on that bracha, you can check all the various rooms. Masha'enkein emhu einenu bebeso, which is not the case if the husband is not home. The yeshlo cheder miyuchal atzmo, he's somewhere else and he has his own room in the other house. So eich yipater b'habracha shed bircha sham ishto b'makom acher. How could he be yotzei with the bracha that his wife made back at home? The after who eino ochel sham, even if he's not eating in the room where he's staying, al koponim mishum shalom bayis chayiv lahadik ulevarich. But because of shalom bayis, so he shouldn't bang into things, he has to light and make a bracha in the room in which he is staying. Ma she'ein kein b'siv zayim, which is not the case in the second sif that we'll see, siv zayim, the ein lo cheder miyuchad, he doesn't have his own room. So in Cain, hasvarid mishum shalom bayis ein shayach sham. There, the reasoning of shalom bayis doesn't apply. Shay belav hochi yesham ora. There's a bal bayis there, and he's lighting. So there's light there anyway without him lighting. Vilo nishar olav kiim bamesh yes mitzvah al kol ish Yisrael halakas ner b'shabbes. So he doesn't have the reason of shalom bayis because there's light there anyway. The only reason he would have to light is for the mitzvah that every yid has the chiyuv of halakas ner shabbes. V'zei yotzei b'mashi ishto madlakas shom b'beiso, and that he has covered by his wife's hadlaka back in the house. V'alkein ein tzorach l'ishtatef oz b'priti, and therefore in that case he does not have to contribute any money to the hadlaka. So basically what the Bir Halacha is saying, there's two reasons to light. One is the zechiyuv on the guf of every person to light in their house. Number two, you have to be able to see where you are, just practically. So even if one's wife is lighting for them back home, so the hadlaka on the bayis, he covered by his wife, but now he's in a different house and he has his own room, he has a chiyuv hadlaka because of shalom bayis, that he shouldn't bump into things, and he would make a bracha over there. But if his wife is lighting for him at home and he's staying somewhere else with the balabayas who's lighting candles anyway, he would have no reason to light with a bracha. Mitzad his chiyuv on the gavra, he was already yotzei with his wife's hadlak in the bayas. And in terms of just seeing what's going on in the room that he's in, that he has the balabayas lighting over there, he has no reason to light. But in note number 59, which if you turn one more page, across on page Lamed Ches in the bottom, he says, this is all true if, like the Bir Halacha says, that his wife is lighting at home. But if he's away, and his wife is also away, she's not at home, so then he has the chiyuv to do his regular hadlaka. He writes in the beginning of note 59, v'im gam ha'isha ein b'beisa, if the wife is also not in the house, mishum she'afi hocha lishbos makom acher, she also went to stay somewhere else. So Rav Yashiv says, she'ein ha'bal yotzei yidei chavasu b'hadlakasa, the husband is not yotzei with his wife hadlaka. Kevin she'gam hi lo b'baya, since she is lighting away from the house, he's not yotzei. The chayav mehadin lahadik ner b'mokom sheninza sham, and therefore he has the chayav to light candles wherever he is. The chayin das agoner of nisin karelitz leinyan isha sheshoveses shelo b'beisa, by a woman that's not staying at home. Sheim gam baila eino b'bayis, that the husband is also not home. Ein hi yotzeis bat lokaso, she's not yotzein as adloka. So this whole idea is only if one's wife is at home, she's lighting, then the lighting covers him, it's in his house. If she's away, he's away, he would have to light as well with a bracha where he is, even not mitzad shalom bayis, even if there's light there anyway, but mitzad dechiyav on the gavra to light. That's a little introduction. Let's see now the mechaber in Sivov. Bachurim ha'ochim lilmod chutz l'beisam. Now it's a little tricky because it says Bachrim, and we usually refer to Bachrim as unmarried people, but we'll see Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah, this is referring to married people. So married people that are going away from their houses to learn, Tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos b'chedrom ulevarech alav. They must light Shabbos candles in the room they are staying in and make a brach over there. Aval mishu eitzel ishto, but one who is by his wife, ein sarach lahadlik b'chedrom ulevarech alav. If he has a different room, he does not need to light in his room and make a bracha because he's in the house of his wife. Lefisha ishto mevareches b'shvilo, his wife is lighting for him. So if the husband is home, even if he has a different room, he would not have to light. He's covered by his wife's hadlaka. But if he is away learning somewhere and his wife lights at home, then he needs to light wherever he is. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain, beginning at Sifkat Nachav Ches, Bachurim, Hainu Shiyesh Lehem Noshim. It's talking about Bachurim that have wives. Elo Shehochim Chutz LeBeisim. The husbands are going away from the house. V'afshe Ishto Madlekas LeBeisim. Even though the wife is lighting at home, Eino Niftar Bebirchas Ishto. He's not Yotzei with the brach of his wife. Since he has his own room in the place that he is staying, he's not Yotze with only his wife's hadlaka. He has to light on his own. Certainly if he's not married, he's going to have a chiyuv to light wherever he is. So he said, even though the wife is lighting back home, he still needs to light near Shabbos b'chedrom. Even if that room is designated only for sleeping, the ochlim b'bayis acher, and they're eating in a different house, he still needs to light where he is sleeping. He must make a bracha. Because there's additional chiyuv, besides the regular chiyuv hadlaka that he is yotzei with his wife's hadlaka back home, but he has a chiyuv to light wherever he is sleeping because of shalom bayis, shalo yikoshel be'eto be'evin. Shalom bayis over here doesn't mean to get along with your wife. It means so you shouldn't be bumping into things. So you should have shalom, there should be peace in the home. So your wife's sliding back home, so your ikir chiyuv, your yotzei with your wife's hadlaka in your house. But lemaisa, you're away, you have your own room that you're sleeping in, you must light over there because of shalom bayis, so you shouldn't stumble over eitzim v'avonim. Since you're not eating there, you're only coming back to sleep. The candles have to be long enough that they'll still be lit when you come back to the house to sleep. And if not, the bracha will be a bracha levatala because you're not getting any benefit from the candles. And by the fairs, that many balabatim are staying together in one room, and the balabais is not there with them, it's just a bunch of guests together. So chol aleihem chovas hadlaka bivracha. It is chal on all these balabatim who are staying in one room together, a chiyav hadlaka with a bracha. Afilu im nisheyem madlikim bebesam. Even if all their wives are lighting back in their own houses, they all have a chiyav hadlaka over here with a bracha. Al kein yishtatvu kulam. Therefore, they should all join together. V'yadlik echad v'yavarech. And one of them should make a bracha and be motzi everyone else. V'yachavin lahotzi kulam bebrachaso. And he should be motzi everyone with this bracha. V'gam heim yachavnu latzeis bebrachaso. They should also have in mind to be yotzi with this bracha. If the owner of the house is also staying there with all of the guests together, so ein tzarach l'shtativ imo bepriti, they don't need to join together and contribute any money towards his adlaka. Kevon shenesheyam adlikim bebesam ukil lakamam misiv zayin. L'maisa their ikir chiyah their yotzei with their wife lighting at home. Here the only reason they have to light is because of shalom bayis, so they should see. But the balabayis is there anyway. He's lighting, so the shalom bayis is taken care of by the balabayis, and their chiyah on the guf, which is back in the bayis, is taken care of by the wife, and therefore they would not need to be mishtatif with the balabayis. If the balabayis is not there, then they each have a chiyuv midin shalom bayis to light over here. They join together. One person lights with the bracha, and he's motzi everyone else. Sifkatan lamed aleph. The mechaber then said, but one who is by his wife ain't tzarech lahadlik bechedro. Says the mishabura aval lahadlik tzarech afilu eino ochel shom. Let's just read the rest of the mechaber. We said aval mishu eitzel ishto, one who is near his wife, ain't tzarech lahadlik bechedro levarach alav. He does not need to light in his room and make a bracha. Lefishe ishto mevarachas b'shvilo, his wife lights for him. Says the mishabura aval lahadlik tzarech afilu eino ochel shom, but he would need to light even if he's not eating there. Kedei shelo yikoshel be'etzu be'evin. L'maisa, he has to have light in that room, so he should not be stumbling over Eitz or Evin. Now, one note I'd like to point out, and that is note number 39. So the first part of 39 discusses if Bachrim and Yeshiva, not married Bachrim, if besides lighting in the Chadar Ochel where they're eating, if they also have to light in their rooms, that's the discussion that there needs a special adlaka. But I'd like to read the second paragraph in note number 39. V'hanero shemadlikim b'chadar ha'ochel avur klal b'churi ha'yeshiva. And one person is lighting candles on behalf of all the Bachrim in the Yeshiva in the dining room. So Rav Yashiv says, Shetzarech sheyu haneros mishal kulam. The neros really have to be owned by all the bachrim in the yeshiva. Al yidei sheyakne b'haneros es nerosav l'kulam al yidei acher. The one who bought the candles should give it to someone else to lift up, make a kinyan on behalf of all the bachrim, so they all have a chelik in this hadlaka. O sheyakne es haneros mikaspei ha'yeshiva. O sheyikne es haneros mikaspei ha'yeshiva. Or the candles should be bought with yeshiva money, that way it belongs to everyone in the yeshiva. Sherei ein habachrim nechshovim kismuchim al shulchan rosh yeshiva. The bachrim are not considered being someich on the table of the rosh yeshiva, therefore they all v'chiyav hadlaka, v'shalom bayis, and therefore they all have to come together and be owners in the candles. That's what Rav Yashe says, v'chein das agon of nisn karelitz. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Siv Zayin, O reach she'ein lo cheder miyuchad, a guest that does not have his own room, the gam ein madlikin ola bebeso, and also his wife is not lighting for him at home. So his wife is not lighting for him at home, and he doesn't have his own room where he is staying. So tzarech lehishtate bepruta, he must contribute a pruta. He must join in the hadlaka where he is staying. Says the mishabura sif katan lamedeish she'ein lo cheder miyuchad. He does not have his own room. Ha'im ha'yo lo cheder miyuchad. Mashma, if he did have his own room, tzaruch lahadlik ulevarech, he must light with a bracha, afilu im madlika no la bebeso. Like we just said in Sevav, even if his wife is lighting for him at home, if he's away, he has his own room, so he didn't shalom bayis, so he shouldn't trip over things, he would light there with a bracha. But the case of Sev Zayin, he's an oreach that does not have his own room, and he has his wife back at home, therefore the halacha is he must join together with the prutas. If katan lamed gimel l'shtatev, ubereish simin tof reish ayin zayin, which is ulas Chanukah, hevi amagin avram b'shem shivas rashal, degam ha-bachrim tzrichim l'shtatev. Here bachrim means bachrim, unmarried bachrim. So amagin avram brings down over there from the rashal that also bachrim must be m'shtatev. Umasik shom de efsher de hainu dafka kishocha b'fneatzvo. It could be that's only when they are eating by themselves. Avalim somuch al shulchan balabayas. But if the bachrim are relying on the table of the balabayas, so possibly harehu b'chlal b'nei beiso is considered part of the family, and they would not have to light on their own. They would not have to be mishtatev ayin shom. Sekotan la medalad b'pruta. So again, this guest that we said does not have his own room and they're not lighting for him back at home, he must be mishtate bepruta. V'hu adinim abalvayis makne lo chelek baner shelo b'matana. He doesn't necessarily have to give in a pruta and buy a chelek of the oil. The same thing would be true that Babayas makes a kinyan towards him with a chelek of the ner as a present. It would be the same thing. The point is that he must be a partial owner in the hadlaka. So there's no difference if he gives money or he gives him part of the oil as a matana with a kinyan without paying money. It's the same thing. Kamosha kosel kamon simitof reish ayin zayin le'inyan ner chanaka. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Ches. Shnayim o shlosha balibatim ochlim b'makom echad. This comes up many times. If you have guests for Shabbos and two women are lighting together, everyone's away for a simcha and it's set up that everyone is lighting together. So you have two or three or more balibatim that are eating in one place. So yesh omrim shekol echad mevarech al menorah shalo. Some say that each person should make a bracha on his own menorah. V'yesh megamgein bedavar. Some take issue with this and they say no way. V'nochon lizar b'safek bracha v'lo yivarech el echad. Says the Mechaber, since it's a machlokas, you should be careful with the safek bracha, and the other people that light after the first one should light without a bracha. But says the Ramah, aval onu ein no hagim kein, that is not our minhug. Our minhug, as we know, is if various women lighting together, they all make a bracha on their own hadlaka. That is the Ramah against the Mechaber. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Lamed Hei, shekol echad mevarech. This was the first point that the Mechaber brought down. There's a yesh om that everyone makes a bracha. And this is how the Ramah paskins. Says the Mishabura, why is that? The kol mashem mitosef ora. As much as there is an additional light that is being supplied, yesh ba shalom bayis, there is added shalom bayis. The simcha yaseira and greater simcha, lahanos ora b'chol zavis v'zavis. So the light spreads out more, it's a greater simcha, it's greater shalom bayis, and therefore it is grounds for each person to make a bracha on their hadlaka. Sevkotan Lam Midvav, the Mechaber says, V'yesh Megam Game, Taimim, the reason for the ones who take issue and they say you can't make a bracha after the first one. Taimim, the Bilav Hochi Yesham Ora Meruba Minera Shadik Arisham. How is the second one making a bracha? There's plenty of life in the first one that lit. Therefore, this sheet holds you cannot make a bracha if you are number two or number three. Sivkotan Lamed Zayin is going on that which the Ramah said, that we don't pass like the Mechaber who says not to make a bracha, and we do yes make a bracha. Ela Kedeya Harishona, we're not knowing like the second Shita, rather we're knowing like the first Shita, you make a bracha. The Kosav HaMogen Avram B'Shem HaShlo, the Mogen Avram writes B'Shem the Shlo, Timikomakom Lo Yivorchu Shnayim B'Menora Acha Sheyesh Lo Kanim Harbi. Even though two Balbatim can be making brachos in the same area, they should not be lighting as part of the same menorah. V'yesh mekilin gam bazeh, some say it's fine if it's a big menorah, one could light on this side, one could light on that side, no problem. V'kosah ha'prim megodim v'yesh lismoch al zeh b'noshem aniyo she'en lehem ki menorah echos. The Prima Gadim says you certainly can rely on the more lenient shita. If the women are poor, they can't each afford their own candles, so their own menorah, so they can light one on one side and one on the other side, you certainly can rely on that. Sivkotan la'bet ches, Cain, the Mechaber said that we have to go l'chumra and not make a bracha, and the Ramah said we are not knowing that way. If one of these balbatim has a designated room for themselves, afal pi she'eino ochal sham, even if they're not eating there, ve'eino mishtamei sham shum tzarech achila, they're not using the room at all for any needs of achila, l'kuli alma yachol l'varech sham mekanal b'sevav, everyone agrees that you could light in that room. Our minhag l'maisa is that they all light in the same area where they are eating. They try to separate them a little bit, and they make a bracha, like the Mishnah Berurah said, the Tosefes Or gives more chashivas, it gives more simcha, and therefore, our minhag is that they all make a bracha, and they light together. Says the Mechaber Vatisiftes, Hamadlikin b'zavios habayis, those who are lighting in the corners of the house, it really just means they're lighting in the house, va'ochen b'chatzer, and they're eating in the chatzer, meaning they're lighting in a place where they are not eating. That's the point. They're lighting in the house and they're eating in the chatzer. Im ein haneros arukos, if the candles are not long enough, shedolkos ar halayla, that they're going to last until the nighttime, that you finish your suud in the chatzer and you go back into the bayis and get hanah from it. Have a brach levatala, that's a brach levatala. Like someone that's going out for the suda and they light and they leave, if they're not lit when they come back and they don't get any benefit from the candles, that will be a brach levatala. You have to make sure that you do get hanah from the candles you light. But again, the case of the mechaber is that you're lighting in the house and you're eating in the chatzar. So it must be that the candles are long enough that when you get back to the house, the candles are still lit, you can get hanah, otherwise brach levatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamites, V'ochlin, they're eating out in the chatzar. Now that's not so pashit to eat where you're not lighting. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin lekamon sov simen reisha in gimel, but Magen Avraham sivkodin tesvav de ein mutter lechol bechatzer. You're not allowed to eat in the chatzer where you are not lighting. Rak dafka b'mitzayir harbe b'beso. Only if there is a great tsar in the house that you can't eat in the house. Mishum zavuvin bekayotze. For example, there are a lot of flies in the house or something similar. It's a funny case. I would think there are more flies in the chatzer, but okay, there are flies in the house, and therefore that is grounds because of the tzar in the house to go ahead and eat in the chatzer. You need a reason to go ahead and eat in a different place than you are lighting. Ha'lav hachi, but if there is no tzar in the house, tzarech lecho dafka b'makom ner, you must eat in a place where the candles are lit. The ayin b'mishabura mashikasav nusham, look over there, what we bring down in the mishabura in reish ayin gimel. Sivkotan Mem, very important Mishnah Berurah over here. So we said if you're lighting in the house and you're eating in the chatzer, so you have to make sure the candles are remaining lit for the time that you come back to the house to get hanah. Mashma, diim ocha b'bayis, the mashma of the mechaber is, but if you are eating in the house where you lit, af she'ein dolekes ad halayla, even if the candles are not going to last till the nighttime, sagi, it's good enough. V'lo have brach levatala. Now, the case of the mechaber is you're lighting during the daytime. You mekabel Shabbos early. You lit when it was still light, and you're going to go into your house when it's dark. Make sure it's still lit when it's dark. Mashma that if you're eating in your house, the candles do not have to stay lit until laila. It's enough that it was lit during the day. It's not a brach levatala. Sha'af sha'adayin yom. Even though when you lit and the whole time the candles were lit, it was daytime. Yesh lo hanav v'simcha b'shas achila min aneiros. Lamaisa, you get hanah and simcha while you are eating from the fact that there are candles. Umitzvah min amuvchor sheyase neros arukos. It's a mitzvah min amuvchor to make the candles long. Sheyudokos at alayla, they should last until the night. Af sherotzu lechem vodyum. Even though you're going to be eating during the day, it's certainly better it should last till the night. But the mashmos of the mechaber is only when you're eating at one place, your candles are somewhere else, make sure it will last till the night time when you come back, so you can get hanok. But the clear mashmo says in the Mishabura, but if you're eating in the place where you lit, even though it's going to be out before the nighttime comes, it's going to be okay. There's a very interesting note over here, note 47. It's in the back of the Sefer on page 8, on the bottom. So he points out, a Gevaldik Akasha. V'av sheladasa shulchan aruch le'el. We just learned the Mechaber in Sivches that said, Ein mevorachan al ribu yora. We just said the Mechaber says if you have a few balabatim, only the first one makes a bracha. Everyone else can make a bracha. The Rama argued and says, because of the ribui or you could make a bracha, but the Mechaber said no. So if the Mechaber said that if one balabayas lights, the second balabayas cannot make a bracha, so how could we say you're making a bracha on your candles during the daylight hours if it's not going to last into the nighttime? It's the same thing. The Mechaber holds, if there's already light without your hadlaka, you can make a bracha on your hadlaka. So mali, if it's a hadlaka from someone else, or it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just light outside. How could the Mechaber over here be mashmal, like the Mishabura points out, that if you lit in a place that you ate, even though they went out during the day, you ate there, that's going to be good enough. The Mechaber says that you have to light in a place where you're supplying the light, not where there's light from someone else. So says No. 47, even though we said before the Mechaber, Ein Mevorchan al Ribui Ora, V'kevan she'ocha mibodyom, and since you're eating while it's still day, ein ze ela ribui ora. This case is also just ribui ora. Rav Yashiv explains she'ba'ofen ze. In this case, she'lo hudlok ner acher l'kavet Shabbos. There was no other candle that was l'kavet Shabbos. It was light from the sun. Efsher lahadlik bebracha esaner afudas haShulchan Aruch. And those Rav Yashiv is mechalik in the mechaber. That when Balabayas number one lit with a bracha, so I can't light afterwards with the bracha, because ribui or bidei adam is not really adding anything, and therefore you can't make a bracha l'fi the mechaber, the Rama argues. But over here, where the or originally was from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was just natural light, and now I'm going ahead and lighting bidei adam, so that gives a certain chashivas that even the mechaber will say, the ribui ora, which is bidei adam, that you're lighting candles, that would be permissible to make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph, if the candles are not still lit when you finish eating in the chutz and you go back to the house, that will be a bracha levatola. Shekevan she'eno yochol lasos shum tashmish etzlon. Since you're not able to make any use by the candles, kishechozer achagach lebeisu balayla, when you go back into your house at night, shelo yikoshel be'etz ve'evin, it's not even helping you prevent stumbling over etz ve'evin, leis be'mishum shalom bayis, there's not even any aspect of shalom bayis over there, and it's going to be a bracha levatola. However, if in the house where you lit, it was a little bit dark, and you did some kind of use by the light of the candles, a tzara suda for the needs of the suda, so leke isura, then there's no isur. Av she'endo lekes ad alayla, even if the candles don't last till the nighttime, but lemaisa, they gave a little additional light to help you prepare for the suda. The av she'ocha b'chatzar, even though you can eat in the chatzar, but you prepared in the house, it was a little bit dark, so it added light, that also would be okay. We're talking about a case where you're getting absolutely no hanah, not before you ate, not preparation for the eating, not afterwards, they're out, then it's going to be a brach levatala. We will stop here with and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.